Stargazer time. Our weekly look at the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we're fortunate enough to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips with us. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn, can be found low in the west after sunset. The planet Venus can also be seen low in the west just after the sun sets. The moon this week is passing through its last quarter phase, so we can expect a welcome return to dark skies and perfect conditions for stargazing.
Turns out, though, that might not last all that long, huh?
Yes, it's SpaceX and Project Starlink, which is once again causing a commotion amongst stargazers. Recent images from Hawaii show multiple fast-moving objects in the skies above the islands, and these objects turned out to be a string of newly launched satellites from Project Starlink. Now, Starlink is an endeavor by SpaceX to provide planet Earth with cheap broadband. The question is whether this cheap broadband may cost us the night sky.
Now, you've talked about this before, and it's just a stunning number of these satellites that they're putting up there, huh?
It truly is. They aim for around 40,000 satellites, with weekly launches beginning basically now. This is actually quite terrifying, and anyone that is passionate about the night sky should be very, very worried.
The only people who are going to dig this, right, are the alien hunters, because then they're going to have lots of stuff. Hey, look, there's a thing going by.
They're going to be very busy indeed. Right.
But on a more serious note, as you were saying, this is something that it's really not going to be good for astronomers, right?
Right, it absolutely isn't. And a team that is currently building the LSST down in Chile have ran a simulation that even if Starlink stops at, say, 20,000 satellites, it would render their telescope useless about 20% of the time. This is a big deal. In fact, it's devastating.
And there's no laws to prevent this sort of thing. So I'm thinking, imagine if there was a cat, like a real-life Dr. Evil, if you will, like the guy from Austin Powers. Could someone just conceivably put hundreds and hundreds of thousands, even millions of these things up there if they wanted?
Currently, right now, there's no limits and no laws. You're only limited by the amount that it costs to send these things into space, and as we know, SpaceX has a lot of money. But if the intent was malicious, I'm sure that there would be outcry from the international community.
We all know how that goes, right? Another fascinating look at the world we live in, and what's beyond, too, from Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week, and you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.